Alex says, I'm disgusted, which could mean anything. I could say, hey, would you like some salad? She's like, I'm disgusted. But what's the problem here? You think other people might agree with you?
Yes. I went to my friend's house for just like a brief moment yesterday when she got off work for something.
Okay.
And I noticed that she had been there for a little bit. So she had been there for probably like a half hour before I got there after she got home from work. And she was still in her jeans and just like lounging on her couch, her feet up on the ottoman, just comfy with a blanket. And I was like, why are you still in your jeans? And she was just like, well, what do you mean? And I was like, that's freaking gross. I would never stay in my jeans like that whenever I get home from somewhere. I am immediately putting sweatpants or comfy shorts on. I have never seen anyone do that. That is like the grossest thing to me. She's like, oh my gosh, no, like I'll take a nap. Like I'll like sleep in my jeans. I'm like, I'm literally gagging. The idea of staying in denim when you're trying to relax irks me to my core. Napping in your bed with jeans on, I can't.
317-239-1009. Let's find out, Alex, what is the first thing you do with your clothing when you get home? Like the first thing when you get back from work or whatever you were doing. Like your day is done. You're like set to relax. I can't believe you find that disgusting. I don't think it's comfortable, but it's not disgusting to lounge around in your jeans or whatever you're working in.
That is the least comfy thing on the planet.
Now, if you work at a place where, like, it's a stinky job, for sure. Like, I love me some White Castle. Like, I am a White Castle ambassador if they pay me money. But it is a little bit funky. Like, that stuff kind of lingers on you. I would agree you need to take that off and put that in the hamper. But jeans, I think you kind of overreacted on that.
Not even close. Are you staying in your jeans when you get home from work? Because see, the thing is that I don't have to change because I stay in like sweatpants or leggings
for work.
Yeah,
you don't dress up for work because you're so early.
But you wear jeans to work, so when you get home and I know you take naps and stuff, are you sleeping in your pants?
No, the first thing I do when I get home is I get naked. Pretty much. Like I get in my underwear and that's what I do.
Even worse.
317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
My name's Haley. You guys are talking about what you guys do when you go home after work.
Yeah.
I always take my clothes like off because I work in a healthcare facility, so I just feel disgusting. You never know what you take home with you.
Yeah, see, if I had a job like that, then that right there to me is a no-brainer. But if you have a relatively normal job where you just wear normal, like, business casual clothes, you can wear jeans. Or if you just go out. It doesn't have to be work. But, like, if you just go out and you're wearing jeans that day and then you come home and you're, like, lounging on the couch Netflix binging, are you staying in your jeans? Because if you are, you might be a serial killer.
I say I agree. I can't wear jeans. I'm a sweat person in shorts if I'm going to relax.
When you get home to relax, do you take your bra off? I hear a lot of women, when they get in the front door, the bra comes off.
No.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go. Thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. We'll take more of your calls next on the Joe and Alex show.
Wait till I tell you what Allie just tweeted us. I'm shook.
All right, hang on. That's next on the Joe and Alex show.
Allie tweeted us, and I seriously cannot deal. She said, at Joe and Alex show, my mom wears jeans 24/7. The first thing she does when she wakes up in the morning is put her jeans on every day. Allie, throw the whole mom away. Just throw the mom away. Throw the mom away.
You can't throw the mom away.
Go to the mom store. Time to get a new mom because something is wrong. Adam said, Alex, I missed you. I did, but it's all good staying in my jeans. I sleep in these, and now I guess I'm a closet serial killer. LOL. Yes, Adam, you are.
Dustin's in Plainfield. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What is the first thing you do when you get home? That's what we're trying to figure out, like, as far as taking off clothing. You have something you do with your jeans at night. What's that?
Oh, yeah. Yo, Joe and Alex, check us out. I wear jeans all the time. I sometimes sleep in my jeans.
Alex is about to throw up.
That is seriously the grossest thing. You know what? You might as well just sleep in a straight jacket because I can't imagine anything else more uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, you're just wore out, tired, and you hit the bed or the couch, and sometimes you're just out of it.
I don't know how people could sleep in jeans. Like, I got to let my stuff breathe at night, so I'm naked.
There's two things that I do as soon as I get home. I wash my hands. I cannot stand, even if I'm only in my car, like, running an errand through a drive-thru, I always wash my hands because being outside, the germs gross me out, bring them into my apartment, and I always take my jeans or my pants off and put on something comfortable.
All right, that makes sense. Hey, man, Dustin in Plainfield, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Amelia. You're on the west side. What do you do when you get home?
Immediately when I get home, I put sweatpants on, or I will even take a shower. I agree with Alex. Like, just the day like grosses me out, so I'll completely change or shower. But my husband is one to get home, and he will stay in his jeans all day. He will sleep in his jeans, get in our bed, and I like call him out all the time. I'm like, change your clothes, like that's disgusting, like the day germs are like getting in our bed. I don't know, it just grosses me out.
I don't know how people like I it's the one thing I kind of agree with Alex on, which means the world's ending, but I don't get naked. But I usually, when I get home, it's boxers. I'm straight up boxers. I'm shirtless. I take off my pants, and if I was a woman, I would just be in my panties. I would take my bra off. Like, I want to be comfortable and relaxed and get all that stuff off of me.
Yeah, I agree. I like to be comfortable and just wear sweatpants, but he swears jeans and khakis are just the best thing ever. So he'll get home and just wrap himself in a blanket, and he'll be in his khakis or jeans all night long. And I don't get it.
Did you not find that out until after you guys had been together for a really long time and living together?
We've been together for about 5 years. So, I mean, I guess I never really paid attention to it till after we got married, when we started living together. So
imagine getting married, the love of your life, and then finding out he sleeps in his jeans.
So is divorce in talk now?
Or? No.
I'm just kidding.
It's something I can live with.
Oh, my God. You two seriously are way too dramatic. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll wrap it up with Chelsea here on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Chelsea, in Plainfield?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. We're trying to figure out if you think Alex is right saying her friend's disgusting when she gets back from work and gets home and relaxes for the day. She keeps her jeans on. Alex is like, no, you got to take that off. You got to get into some comfortable clothing. Do you agree, or what are you doing?
I absolutely agree. I'm actually lucky enough to actually work in a warehouse that allows me to wear sweatpants to work.
Yes.
So
Alex's dream.
I am extremely happy about that. I cannot wear in jeans unless I have to. So whenever I get home, I can just stay in what I'm wearing. I don't get hot and sweaty at work, which is hard to believe that I'm working in a warehouse, but I don't have to take time to change my clothes or anything. I can just spend time with my kids and, you know, go about my night. It's great.
I'm in sweatpants too, girl. Solidarity, sweatpants sisters.
Yes, I cannot stand wearing jeans, and my husband's the same way, thankfully. Like, he will not wear them unless he has to.
All right, thank you, Chelsea. You have yourself a wonderful day.